Oh my god, dude!
I think I did it.
That is, you did. You
I think did. I did it.
Motherfucker!
What happened to not getting naked? Now you're
I know,
in trouble,
right? This guy's
now
really
you're
good.
Be in trouble.
I don't know how you have. You're in a relationship, honestly.
Oh, it's a special relationship.
He just
looking for a new recruit
or a new victim. Patrice is still happy.
I'm fucking happy.
That's it. You know something?
I'm very happy.
You shouldn't even have to worry about that.
Yep.
That's what you like.
By the way, I just want to say we would have let you just sit there.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know that. I did it out of the goodness and kindness of my heart.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
I know you really wanted to see at least part of me, so it's
you got
good.
One
it's
of
a
those
compliment.
You got one of those asses that, like, it's not like, let me see it as a goof. It's like, let me see that. And then it stays in your memory.
And she's tan in the winter.
Yeah.
She has a little tan line where mm-hmm. it's like a little dark and everything's smooth.
Yeah, that was all like real smooth.
And it's a small booty, but it's meaty. It had a meaty jiggle to it.
It's got that Brazilian thing to it.
Yeah. It was great.
Pretty much.
I'm going to fuck the shit out of my girl later. Fuck her stupid brains out.
Stupid.
She's going to get it because I hate her so much. My girl's going to fucking get it.
Shit. Why was your birthday so good?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Us.
Patrice
soldier.
Came in like just kind of skidda-da-da. Oh, happy.
He was happy and
thank
dancing.
You, Precious.
Floating
there
on.
You go. Take a seat on the nice lounge chair. Face it however you want. Relax.
There you go. Floating that's on cloud good. 9 this morning, Patrice.
And there's nothing this asshole out here can do. It's just nothing he can do. No one wants to see this. I feel bad for him. I'm sorry, dude. I just ran into, for my birthday, I got a gift from the threesome gods, and that's just it. She was fantastic.
How did you find this?
Bumped into her, talked to her, you know, did the interview, you know, find out was she and the girls.
Where'd you bump into her?
At, like a little Starbucks type of thing.
Little coffee shop,
yeah,
type of thing,
yeah.
And that you were able to make the deal like that.
Well, yeah.
Did she recognize you?
She might have, but you know, I'm not big enough to be. It's not group
circle
style,
around like hyena.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not there. So basically, I'm still at the point where I can feel like I did something.
Right.
So basically, I talked to her. And you know, when you're in the moment, when you're counter punching, you don't remember the fight because I was counter punching all her nose. Like, usually when you're offensive, you know, I didn't have a game plan. I just was going to go with what she's saying. Of course she says no. And that's the first thing you got to, you got to know the reply to no. She's going to say, I can't. First of all, you can't or you won't. Won't and can't is different. All right, why won't you? You got to understand that if you are a bisexual, and I don't judge you for being a bisexual, you got to understand that this is a situation where, you know, it's almost like two vampires trying to find each other. If, say, if vampires could live during the day, and you go, I want to find my kind, you go look for your kind. And you go, but you can't just go, are you a fucking vampire? Do you bite people too? So it's like, if I go, are you into threesomes? Are you into sleeping with my girl with me? You can't do that. So I worked it out. Where I was like, kind of like, look, let's just hang out first, because it is a good deal. The only thing you have to think about in the deal, because I'll take you out to dinner, we chill, drink a little bit, my house is comfortable. All you gotta do, the tough part is fucking me and my girlfriend.
Everything else is great.
Everything else is like a fucking date. But this particular girl was a gift. A gift. It was so amazing.
So what got her to say yes?
The fact that she was a dirtbag. Just like Little Beautiful here, she's innately a piece of garbage. It's just like she has to be convinced it's not her fault.
Oh.
Like, did you hear the words? I look for buzzwords. Did you hear what she was like? I was kind of pressured. No one pressured. It's just you want to. And so I kind of got her to understand that this was a good deal. Because she liked the girl, and she did this. She bit her lip. She, anytime a girl does this while you're talking to her, she bites her bottom lip kind of thing. She's thinking, it's tapping into something like her animal side. So I saw her bite a lip, and I'm like, oh, man, she's a little dirtbag. And she's that age, 23, too. Girls say 23. It's something about 23 for me that I just believe every girl who's 23 is filthy. She's that's where she's starting to explore something. So anyway, she ended up going, all right, well, I might be on my monthly at the time. I go, whatever. If you are, just still, I can't go, yeah, you bloody bitch, don't come. It's like, yeah, come on through, and whatever happens, it happens. And so what I did, I said, let me get your number, and I give it to my girl. I give all numbers. I have no contact with this bitch.
Wow.
You can't. That's the
you
rule.
You just go out and kind of break the ice, and then it's got to be handed over to the next in command.
I slide the number to my girl. I don't, the general comes in, but I don't train the recruits. I don't get up at 5 a.m. So I go and give the number to my girl. She has to, you know, feel comfortable a little bit, like, cause she's like, where'd you meet her? And do shh. Here's a number. I told her that she's gonna call this girl. To,
shh.
I said, make her feel comfortable. I told her this, I told her that. And all my girl's worried about is, you know, the future of, are you going to try to fuck her without me? That's all she's worried about. So she calls, the girl sets it up, she goes, she's down, she's ready to go, she's a fucking soldier. Comes to, you know, where we going to meet her at. And we had a couple of drinks or whatever. Well, she had a couple of drinks, but whatever, you know. My girl's talking to her, he's chill for about a good 2 hours, wasn't no rush. When it was time to go, let's go. Let's go, ladies. Get out of here. Went to the house. Nigga! Let me tell you something, man. Sent my girl in the bathroom. I said, listen. She sat. And this girl was a submissive, too, which was, oh, she just said, yes, sir. She just did. She saluted. So I said, do me a favor. Sit over next to me, because she sat on the love seat. So I'm like, but sit next to me. She got up, sat next to me. Boom. Okay. Good sign. My girl said, look, when we go in the bathroom, she went to the bathroom, come out naked. So while she's in the bathroom, I'm messing with the girl. She says, she's going to be mad if I. No, don't worry about it. Pull her shirt off, tits out. I'm sucking her titty. My girl comes out. She's fucking naked. Starts messing with me. My girl pulls my dick out. This girl went immediately down and start sucking my dick. You gotta understand, in threesome land, you go, yay! In threesome land. She went straight down and did her job. To the point where me and my girl both looked at each other and went, oh. And my girl started getting competitive, like, oh no, I gotta out-filth this bitch. So my girl goes deeper than her. While she's on my shit, my girl goes under her and gets on my balls. So I don't even see my girl's face. So it's, Ray, here's where the magic goes, this chick. Instead of fighting for dick space, this girl gets up and says, you know, and the way she moves, she didn't say nothing. It's just she goes, oh, no, I won't fight you for this area. I will go behind you and lick your asshole.
Wow.
Stop licking my girl's asshole. I said, motherfucker.
Bravo.
A soldier. She was. I hate even telling this story because I might betray fucking her again.
Uh-huh.
But it, she, I have to, I don't, you know, I'm trying to make sure there's nobody
that
can
get that out.
Piece it together. Who. This fucking girl was a trooper. So she's been looking at my girl's booty, and I'm looking at my girl. We keep looking at each other like, who's this bitch, right? So she gets up. My girl gets up, sits on my dick. She just follows my girl's ass. She pulls my dick out. Starts sucking it, puts it back in, licks my girl's asshole, then licks my balls in succession. Like,
wow.
Rotating. Let me tell you why she was so great. She fucked us. That's why she was great. She fucked us. We've had our share of threesomes. One girl.
Just throw clap. She gets the slow clap.
Dude, one girl.
They're calling you the whore whisperer.
Dude. Listen.
The Philly tyrant.
The whore whisperer.
When you, sometimes you get a threesome going, one of the couple is getting fucked more. This girl would like almost have an internal clock where she would go, I think I've been on you too long. I think I have to go to her. Yeah, she's a little lonely.
Wow. Well, Fighting for Dick Space is a new name on Whackbag.
Fighting for Dick Space.
Barry from Pittsburgh.
But she just went like, there's plenty of other things to do.
And here where it gets even.
Oh, shit. This is why you were whistling when you came in at 5 this morning.
I know. No shit, right? He's skipping.
Skipping.
We're doing something.
He's pointing at everyone like, hey, what's up?
This is happening in my living room where I don't like people even being. But it's full of juice and it's full of black people sweat and pussy juice and ball sweat all on my good ottoman.
What happened to the days of the mattress in the basement?
Nigga, I gotta stay pimp style. You can't do that. That's when you're 13. I got a little dungeon type of thing. But we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? She's on a period. We never fuck her, and she's still the best threesome ever. Never fuck her.
Wow.
So I was so worked up, I almost tried to just lick the clit on the top. And I hate bitches on their period. Like my girl, so I was getting ready to lick the clit, but my girl saw me going, and she like kind of pinched me on the back of the face like, nigga, if you eat this bitch's pussy while she on, and you don't even let me stay at the house. So I said, fair enough. We had an argument without even talking. I went like this. You made a fair point. We didn't even say nothing. So I went and,
oh, shit.
So I went and got the magic wand. The magic wand is deluxe style vibrator. It's really one of them things that's supposed to be for your back, but it's pretty powerful. She took it on high. She took it like a soldier. And she just nutted. She got her nut off. My girl was kissing her. My girl never kisses girls, man. She was kissing her. Then we did the three kiss. All of us kissing shit, you know. Just,
holy mackerel.
It was just, every moment I was going, I wanted to cry. Like, you know, I just really wanted to cry how good a time I was having with this chick. So, and my girl's a soldier too. And she had to step her game up because she was like, holy shit. This, because she was doing, she usually, my girl goes, get down on them balls. Like, she has to tell these bitches what to do sometimes.
Directing.
Yeah. She, this girl just boing, and it's just, whoa, okay, shit. So I said, let's go in the bedroom. So I'm finishing my girl off, and this girl is just hovering around doing what she's supposed to do anywhere she can fit in. My girl comes, and then I like to just get my nipples licked and beat off. That's my thing. So
you know people are out there listening to this, right?
What are you gonna do, man? It is what it is.
Just us hanging out listening to this shit.
So licking my nipples. So afterwards, dude, I'm jerking off, and then I start kissing the chick. We do the three-way kiss again. Then, you know, I test it out. I test it, you know, I grab her by the neck, and then you know, a little spit in the face. See what happened. If she flinch. And she didn't flinch.
You grabbed her by the throat.
Yeah, I know how to do it. I just know how to do that shit. It's not. Yeah. It's just. I just slide it up the chest.
Yeah, I know you didn't like
titty.
Grab her like you're ready to fucking choke her and shit. But
I got my hand around it though, and then I spit in her face, and she just made that animal sound, and then she pulled my girl in and asked her could she spit in her face too. So me and my girl are just spitting in this girl's face.
Holy fuck.
So
how would you even know that doesn't just fuck everything up? Like you go, yeah, what the fuck did you just do?
What you do is you get her spitting some kind of way. If she's sucking your dick and you like, you just go, oh, just come on, baby, spit on it. And once she tooey, she spit has been introduced to
the game.
Spit is there. Once she goes tooey, spit exists.
It's like the first guy to spit on the baseball. Now it's part of the game.
It's part of the game.
Tooey.
So afterwards, it was amazing. Like I came, my girl got right up and left. She got right up and left, and just, I'm there alone, going, holy shit. She goes out. She's been with women and been with men, but she's never been with a couple. She says, how was I? I go, I said, you are despicable. But I say that with
in
love.
A good way, right?
Is she good looking, by the way?
She's a 7, but she's up to it. She's easily, for what, threesome, in threesome world, she's top level. Because to be great in a threesome world, first of all, my girl looks good. My girl is on the highest level of threesome, because if you look good and you got it, and you're down to do that, it's just, you know. But this girl, you know, she's an all right looking chick. Like, she's all right, and guys are going to hit on her, but her participation, her A for effort, threesome world, A for effort, you can't beat it. So she goes, well, how was I? I said, let me ask you a question. You got molested or something when you was a kid, huh? She says, yeah. Because molested girls do that. They don't like to be touched gentle. They're buck wild. I said, write your uncle a letter and tell him thank you.
Let's go to Charles. Charles.
Man.
It's Opie and Anthony and Patrice O'Neill. What's up?
Hey, boys. Patrice, I have hated your guts since I first heard your voice.
Oh.
Today, I love you.
Backhanded compliment. Today.
Backhanded,
that is a compliment. That was an amazing story. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.